Don't be afraid. Lock the doors. Turn out the lights. And climb into bed. It's time for Hillbilly Dead Time Stories.
Unlike many of the most haunted locations that are closed to the public, haunted restaurants and bars are open for business. They welcome haunt seekers to enjoy a meal among the ghouls who have chosen to hang in their favorite local haunt indefinitely. Many of these haunted restaurants, taverns, and eateries have been icons of the community for ages, so it's not very surprising that they are a destination for departed residents. One such haunted restaurant is the subject of today's episode, the Orleans Inn and Restaurant in Cape Cod. When Ed Moss purchased the Orleans Inn in the summer of 1996, saying that he had his work cut out for him would almost definitely have been an understatement. The house was originally built in 1875 by Aaron Snow II for his wife and seven children. He was a direct descendant of Constance Hopkins, who was the first person to spot Cape Cod from the Mayflower as it sailed near Eastham in 1620. The home first became an inn and a restaurant back in the 1940s. Apparently, over the years, it has many different owners and at one point was even controlled by gangsters, the Irish Mafia, to be exact. The inn actually has a secret office built into the wall where the hoards of cash used to be hidden. Over time, the inn fell into terrible disrepair. The building had become so dilapidated that parts of it were considered unsafe. That's when Ed Moss and his son Ryan came to the rescue. They purchased the inn from the bank in 1996 and started what turned out to be a massive restoration project, pouring $2 million into the structure and furnishings. The inn had a grand opening in May of 1997, and Ed credits his son Ryan for overseeing the project. As we have come to find out with many of these old structures, whenever there are restorations, there comes paranormal activity, especially in a house that has a lot of tragic history. If you climb to the top of the inn, to the cupola, you will find an exposed wooden beam. That's where Fred the bartender hanged himself in the 1950s. Next, there's a little storage closet down below, where Paul the dishwasher hanged himself. And right outside the inn, two prostitutes were murdered in the 1940s. It's no wonder the Orleans Inn has a reputation for being haunted. Hannah and Fred are thought to be the two ghosts responsible for some of the bizarre incidents that have transpired in the restaurant over the years. Unsure of the identities of the murdered prostitutes, Ryan and Ed Moss named the female ghost Hannah. Fred, you recall, was the bartender who hanged himself in the cupola. Hannah apparently loves to play with doors. Ed explained that during restorations, the two front doors were always closed and triple bolted at night. Every morning, the Mosses would arrive, and to their astonishment, would find the two doors wide open. The doors on the second floor would also be found open after they had been locked. During restoration, one of the workers laying flooring kept hearing a cat. They had assured him that there were no cats around. The same worker also mentioned seeing a strange shadow in one of the closets, and at that very moment, the door in the closet slammed shut. About a week after the inn had its opening, Ed was visited by a bartender who had worked there in years past. She had mentioned to Ed that she had never seen the upper levels of the inn during her employment. At the time, these levels had been in complete disrepair and closed off. It was about midnight when Ed took the former bartender for a little tour. While walking down the hallway, they both suddenly froze. The air in one particular spot became so cold that the hair on both of their necks stood straight up. They could sense that most certainly they were not alone, and they began to feel an eerie presence. On another occasion, Ed heard heavy, mysterious footsteps when he was positive the place was vacant. Erin, his 17-year-old daughter, recently heard the faint sound of people talking. She, too, was alone at the time. Ed remembers hearing crazy stories from former waitresses who had been employed at the inn years before. Occasionally, late at night, in the dining room, when the last guest had departed, the waitresses would blow out the candles on each table. They would leave the dining room to grab their purses. They would return, and to their amazement, find the candles relit and burning brightly on every table. Another former waitress once told Ed that something had happened to her years ago that she will never forget. One night after the bar had closed, she was gathering her belongings and getting ready to lock up. She was alone at the time. As she was leaving, she playfully said, "Good night, Fred," referring to Fred, the former bartender. At that very moment, out of the darkness, a voice said, "Good night."
Daddy has to take on a vampire guild.